many times God just intervened in your life and just showed up. I just opened the door. God just decided to make a way for you. You know, some people call that coincidental. Being in the right place at the right time. But as a child of God, we know that things are not just a coincidence. We know that things just don't happen for no reason. Because we believe that everything that happens in our life, especially a child of God, we believe that we are protected by God. Because the Word tells us no weapons formed against us shall prosper. Am I right about it? In other words, God will override anything by His providence. Whatever scheme, whatever systematic plan or arrangement for the destruction of God's people, how many know that God will step in and provide a way of escape? Listen, you know, whenever the devil has tried to steal your heart, God came and provided you with another blessing. Can I get a witness in here this morning? Whenever Satan tried to hurt you, God came and blessed you with something else. Well, let me put it this way to try to help somebody in this morning. Have you ever been watching television and a message come across the screen and say, we interrupt this regular schedule program to bring you this special message? Well, that's how God works. From time to time, God will interrupt our regular schedule program and give us a special blessing. Yeah, blessing that we've never even looked for. Blessing that we weren't planning on. Even when they are digging ditches behind your back, plotting a scheme, despising a way to try to destroy and take you down. God shows up and protects you from all hurt, wrong, and pain. God just shows up and protects His own. Well, let's look at the scripture. Let's look at the scripture. You see. Follow me now. Acts 23. I think I need to stress that you really need to look at the whole chapter and start reading from the first verse whenever you get home. But there you'll find that they bring Paul, watch this, before the Sanhedrin council. And when Paul started to answer them or answer questions that the chief priest, Ananias, tells somebody to slap Paul in the mouth. I'm not making that up. It's right there in the Bible. Yeah, he asked, whoever standing next to Paul, he said, slap him in the mouth. But Paul musters up an unusual amount of strength and restraint and brings himself under control. Because look, listen, Sam, if anybody has struck you in the mouth, that's the time you're going to move some furniture. There's going to be some furniture moving. I don't care how old you are. Somebody smack you in your mouth, you're going to be ready to fight. Am I right about it? Yeah, I think I get it. Y'all sound like the other guy. The story about this man saying, the Lord say, when you slap, you turn the other cheek. He said, he turned the other cheek. He said, well, what else? And he said, well, he didn't tell me what to do after that. Because if anybody strikes you in the mouth, you know as well as I do, you're going to get upset. Come on, saints, and talk back to me. But Paul brings himself under control, and he asked the question, watch this. He said, would you strike me? I'm a Pharisee. I'm a son of a Pharisee. And then Paul says to them, you pretend. You are nothing but hypocrites. And just like you struck me, God is going to strike you back. You sit there and you judge me by the law, but you yourself have broken the law when you commanded them people to strike me and hit me in the face. Pastor, the high priest, said, you got nerve to talk to me like that? But how many know God will always give you a strategic plan? Yeah, but then God gave Paul a strategy. Paul, what he did, he cleverly, watch this, started a mess in the meeting among the Sanhedrin council. Because Paul knew that the Sanhedrin council was made up of Pharisees, watch this, and Sadducees. And so Paul started some confusion by saying, I believe in the resurrection and in the Spirit of God. And the Sadducees, who do not believe in a bodily resurrection, are angels of the Spirit, started arguing with the Pharisees who believed in the resurrection. And while the confusion was dark, God said, somebody get Paul out of here. He took him out of the midst of a confusion. And then in verse 11, the scripture said that God stood by him and told him to take courage. Be of good cheer. That's the King James Version. Just like you preached in Jerusalem, you will preach the gospel in Rome also. Now let me break this down. Now in verse 11, watch this. You see the presence of God. Because it said he stood by him. Now also in verse 11, not only is the presence of God, but we also see the peace of God. Because he told him to what? Be of good cheer. Everything is going to be all right. And it's going to work out for the best. And then you look in that same verse is the promise of God. Because he said, just like you preached in Jerusalem, yes, the promise is, you will preach the same gospel in Rome. You're going to be my witness in Rome. And so they take Paul and they put him in a place where they can guard him all night long. And while Paul was in captivity, you are alive. When Paul was in captivity, watch this now. There were some men, the Bible says, 40 men who decided, watch this, that they will not eat or drink until they have killed Paul. They won't sleep. They won't rest. Because they have made a decision, watch this now, that their mission is to kill Paul. I wish I had a Bible in my hand. Now in the text, I want you to see the courage, watch this now, of this servant Paul. Listen, Bueller, if you're going to do anything on God's program, if you're going to do anything that is going to please God, you got to get you some courage. I never forget one of the deacons told me, now Pastor, when you get in here, you better put on you some iron shoes. I never knew what he was talking about, but what he was telling me, Pastor, you got to have courage when you're preaching the gospel. You need some courage because too many of us fall away too quickly. Talk back to me if you can. We can't take nothing. We can't stand for anything. It bothers us. If somebody doesn't like us, we're always worried about who's talking about us. And so when we get out of the choir, life to will hate you because God is blessing you. When you talk up to me, but if you're going to do anything godly in Jesus Christ's name, you're going to suffer tribulation. I'm not making that up. I didn't say that because the Word of God says that in this world you will have tribulation. But he also said, be of good cheer. I have overcome this world. Y'all ain't listening to me. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. We're more than conquerors. Christ Jesus, listen, viewers, some stuff you just don't have to take. I wish I had two more witnesses.
Yeah.
They're going to lie on you. So what? I spoke to them and they didn't speak to me. So what? You need to be comfortable in who you are in Christ Jesus. Get you some courage and some backbone and tell them, you don't have to like me. I love my own self.
Pharisees in order to get out of their grasp. Now that's not soft. That's courage, people.